The foreign language category was established in 1956, and since then, films from Italy have received 27 nominations. The latest is Don't Tell, the intense story of a young woman haunted by suppressed memories of childhood abuse.
Caro Daniele, non ho potuto dirgli niente. Non voglio la sua compassione.
Dear Daniela, I couldn't tell him, she writes to her brother, explaining why she cannot share the secret with her lover. I don't want his sympathy, she writes. I wouldn't have the courage to look him in the eyes. Don't Tell stars Giovanna Mezzogiorno, whose performance earned Best Actress at the 2005 Venice Film Festival, and it's co-written and directed by Cristina Comencini, who adapted the screenplay from her own best-selling novel, La Bestia nel Cuore. The next nominee is from Germany.
Wie kommen Sie eigentlich dazu, aufzumucken? Der Führer und das deutsche Volk schützen Sie.
Hier drin im Wittelsbacher Palais? Oder meine Familie in Sippenhaft?
Sophie Scholl, The Final Days, tells the true story of a young college student who was part of the White Rose underground movement in World War II.
Unsere deutschen Soldaten befreien Europa von der Plutokratie und vom Bolschewismus. Und kämpfen für ein großes, freies Deutschland.
Arrested for distributing anti-Hitler leaflets, 21-year-old Sophie stands up to her interrogator, who scolds her, saying, "Our German soldiers are fighting for a free Germany. Never again will Germany be occupied." Sophie responds, "Until the war is over and foreign troops march in, and the world points its finger at us for tolerating Hitler." The film is directed by Mark Rotemund, and it's the sixth nominated feature from Germany since reunification in 1990, and it made a strong impression on Motion Picture Academy president Sid Gannis.
When I think of Germany, I think of Sophie Scholl. My goodness gracious, I saw this beautiful, exquisite story just last week. And these days, when I think of Germany, I think of Sophie.
German is one of three languages heard in the Oscar nominee from France, Joyeux Noël.
Merry Christmas. Frohe Weihnachten. Joyeux Noël.
December 1914. British, German, and French field commanders meet on a snowy clearing between their trenches and decide to stop fighting and celebrate together. The legendary Christmas Eve truce is reenacted in Joyeux Noël, written and directed by Christian Carion.
It's not a documentary. It's a fiction. But the facts are true. The soccer, the burial, the mass in Latin for everybody, the tenor, the German tenor singing for the others, the bagpipes playing for him. Everything is true.
Carion based much of his script on letters he found in the British military archives.
I remember a letter of a British soldier. He writes to his mother and he said, "I met a German. He showed me the picture of his family. You know, it's the same as mine." It kills the idea of enemy. When you meet each other, it starts to be difficult.
Joyeux Noël is the 34th film from France to be nominated in the foreign language category. A Palestinian filmmaker earns his territory's first-ever Oscar nomination for Paradise Now, the story of two lifelong friends from Nablus recruited to become suicide bombers. As long as there is injustice, someone must make a sacrifice, says Saeed. But his friend Khalid, who now has misgivings about their mission, responds, "That's no sacrifice, that's revenge. If you kill, then there is no difference between victim and occupier." Answers Saeed, "If we had airplanes, we wouldn't need martyrs. That's the difference." Paradise Now writer-director Hani Abu Assad says he tried to take audiences inside a world they might experience only through a film.
The only thing what I want from my film, not to give a message, but to open questions and to open dialogue. Let's say to try to put yourself in a place that in reality you will never be that person or be in that place. And this is why movies be made till this moment.
The selection of Paradise Now by the Academy Nominating Committee posed a thorny political challenge: how to list its country of origin. The first label was Palestinian Authority, but the Oscar telecast producers have decided to describe it as from the Palestinian territories. The powerful rhythms of Kwaito music star Zola punctuate the second Oscar nominee from South Africa in as many years. Tsotsi, which means thug or gangster in the street language of the township ghettos, is also the nickname of the main character, a teenage thief and murderer who steals a car only to discover a baby in the back seat, and the infant leads Tsotsi on a journey toward redemption. South African stage actor Presley Chweneyagae makes his film debut as the title character.
Every scene, almost every scene in the movie is like emotionally demanding. And it was difficult for me really to live the character and be my own self. Even after shooting the whole thing, like after we finished the movie, it was very difficult for me to detach myself from the character to really being myself. Because Tsotsi is an island, and when I played the character, I really tried to stay away from people and just be the character, like put myself in this guy's shoes.
Tsotsi is directed by Gavin Hood, who adapted the screenplay from the novel by famed South African playwright Athol Fugard. Tsotsi, Paradise Now, Joyeux Noël, Sophie Scholl, The Final Days, and Don't Tell, the nominees for Best Foreign Language Film at the 78th Annual Academy Awards. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.